Doctor Who, Smokescreen, written by Peter Graham, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy Anwar. Part 2.
Unarmed male humanoid, you will be taken captive.
You won't get any arguments from me.
I'm getting a little exercise.
What? Oh, it's you.
Yes, it's me.
What did you find out?
Never mind about that. What have you done with Guy?
He's gone. Him and the others.
What do you mean, gone? If you've harmed him...
I didn't lay a finger on him. We just happened to run smack into a Sigma base of some sort.
A Sigma base? On Decalia?
Yeah. Crazy, isn't it?
Well, perhaps not. Perhaps it begins to make sense of one or two things.
I suppose that makes one of us.
What happened to the others?
Chang and Taylor are dead. Well, I assume Taylor is. I heard her scream.
And Guy. What about Guy?
We were looking for him when the Sigma jumped us. It was like they were coming out of the walls at us.
So you don't know he's dead?
No. The area was crawling with Sigma warriors. No one could have escaped.
We need to go back for him.
Haven't you been listening? You'd need an army to go back down there. Where are you going?
Enter. You wanted to speak to me, sir?
Ahern. Good of you to make the time.
I'm honoured. I heard you weren't interested in the tedious task of researching.
Make no mistake, Hearn. I wanted this mission to succeed. Tell me, what impact is the radiation from the rift having on your people?
Just now it's relatively weak, but in the long term. Still, that's hardly our concern.
And the research? Have you discovered anything interesting in the Kallus medical archives?
Not much we didn't already know. Except in their section on cybernetics, the Decalians made some considerable advances in that area.
Why is that so interesting?
The Decalians use cybernetics to combat the effects of the rift's radiation.
So? I thought you said that wasn't a problem.
Its effects are remarkably similar to those of the Ravage. If we don't find a cure for it, then the cybernetics might prove to be a viable alternative treatment.
I can't believe you even considered this! You want us to become machines? And I thought we couldn't sink any lower.
Would you rather we died?
No, you're obviously right. We should do whatever it takes to survive. Use the Ravage to justify our actions. We slaughter those who fight for us, defile their remains by using them as lab specimens. We slaughter thousands in our war against the Sigma. But none of it's our fault, of course. The Ravage made us do it.
If you're quite finished...
No, I'm not finished! And I'm not going to tolerate any insubordination from you or anyone else, even if you were appointed to this expedition by the military elite. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
From now on, I want regular reports on the progress you make regarding any further discoveries. Is that also understood?
It is.
Now I'm quite finished. Feel free to remove yourself from my sight at your earliest opportunity.
How do you feel?
Like someone fixed my arm in a vice and hit my neck with a sledgehammer.
Pretty accurate description, I'd say.
Where are we?
Somewhere in Decalus, I think. In some sort of control center.
I can't take it in. Them being here.
Cybermen.
What?
Huh?
What did you call them?
Cybermen. On account of that's what they're called.
Those are Sigma.
The big silver ones.
The big silver ones. Look, I've been fighting them for the last 2 years. I'd recognise that body armour anywhere.
I don't think that's body armour, unless these Sigma have started dressing up like Cybermen.
What do you mean, not body armour?
Okay, so I haven't actually seen a Cyberman before, but those guys sure match the Doctor's description pretty closely.
You've seen them before?
Yeah, they're one of a list of hostile alien races he once warned me about.
That still doesn't answer my question.
Think about the name.
Cyber-augmented beings?
So, are they guys in suits? Or something else?
Now that you mention the possibility, well, we don't actually know. We've never been able to examine one. The dead ones always self-destruct and the live ones never surrender.
Our lookout post reports two humanoids heading towards the Legati freighter. One of them was the intruder that escaped our combat patrol. instruct our agents to ensure they do not raise the alarm.
You men, what are you doing? No, not there. The west side of the building. No, I said the west side. Yes? What? But I didn't know that they were here. I understand. You three men. Yes, you with the guns. I've got a job for you. Stop where you are.
Looks like they're expecting us, Harris. They don't look like a routine guard detail.
So you're the people who have been delving into places you shouldn't have.
Look, it's vital that Harris and I see the Commodore.
Oh?
We have information regarding the presence of a Sigmar base on Decalia.
Ha! Huh. Do you hear that? Classic scum robbery. Intended, no doubt, to disrupt the expedition and lower morale. Just how much are the Sigmar paying you?
What?
Take them and lock them up, and keep them away from the workforce. We don't want to give them the opportunity to spread their lies.
It looks like we're in a bit of trouble, Harris. Listen to me, our information's vital!
Don't waste your breath.
I don't understand it. It's as if they wanted to keep us from the Commodore.
The guy in charge was keen to get us out of circulation.
He was, wasn't he?
If only I'd known how to pilot a Legati shuttle.
How could that help?
I wouldn't be here for a start. Instead, I had to rely on an automated emergency program to get us to the nearest habitable planet.
Oh, really?
So what now?
How long ago did the Sigmar first appear?
About 5 years ago.
What was their point of origin?
Nobody knows. Their ships just materialized from nowhere inside Legati space.
I wonder.
What?
23 years ago, the rift stopped healing itself. If my knowledge of the local history is correct, that is. Oh, could there be a connection with the appearance of the Sigmar?
Only if 5 comes before 23 where you live.
Well, the rift is a tear in time as well as space.
You're saying the Sigmar used the rift like a wormhole to travel into the future as well as through space?
Yes, except unlike a wormhole, there'd be no return entry point. It'd look like they just appeared from nowhere.
But if the radiation was powerful enough to kill off the Decalians, how could the Sigmar survive?
Maybe they learned something from the Decalians. No, maybe the Decalians adapted. Perhaps the Decalians are the Sigmar!
Which would mean we're on the Sigmar homeworld.
Doesn't sound like they're leaving a guard.
They don't rate us highly enough. Their mistake.
This place looks like an old storeroom.
One of my friends had a workshop a bit like this.
Wonder if there's anything useful here.
Like a way to get out?
Come on, let's start shifting some of it.
At least they don't intend to let us starve.
You might want to once you've tasted their cooking. Disease-damaged taste buds don't encourage maintenance of culinary standards.
I see what you mean.
How many Sigmar do you think there are on Decalia?
Oh, it's probably only a small rear guard that's been left for a specific purpose.
Like protecting the family silver, you mean?
To all intents and purposes, this planet's dead. The fact that they've started a successful expansionist war should mean that they no longer have a use for this world. Unless they have some sentimental attachment to it.
Take it from me. A less emotionless bunch of bastards you won't find.
Really? Tell me, what do these Sigmar look like?
One more tug should do it. Got it. Now, I need you to climb up and jam one end of this cable into that control panel.
Right.
How's it going?
Just jamming the cable end in there. Now what?
Now, I jam the other end into that power outlet and you get ready to run like hell. Stand back.
Brilliant!
Don't admire, run!
Let me get this straight. The Decalians are the Sigmar?
Well, not exactly. My guess is that the Cybermen exploited the situation the Decalians found themselves in.
The Rift killing them off, you mean?
Exactly. They probably offered to share their cyber technology with them.
Not much of a choice.
As soon as they did, they just turned the Decalians into more Cybermen.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find a way out of here.
You think we're in immediate danger?
The Cybermen went to a great deal of trouble to hide their true nature. They generated an elaborate smokescreen to prevent anyone from seeing that their real purpose wasn't the conquest of the Legati, rather their assimilation.
I don't follow. I mean, the Ravage?
The Ravage wasn't intended to defeat the Legati, but force them to this planet where a solution would be waiting for them.
I'm starting to hope you're wrong, Doctor. I mean, as theories goes, it's...
nasty?
To say the least. You think they've left some Cybermen technology lying around for the Legati to find?
Probably right in the middle of that Decalian excavation. And then there are no more Legati, just like there were no more Decalians.
Bloody hell!
And at the moment, we're the only people who can stop it.
Step aside. I always keep a bit of plastic explosive handy for situations like this.
Taylor, over here!
That bastard must have hit me harder than I thought.
You look done in. Come on, squeeze through here. We can rest here.
These databanks should screen us from their tracking devices, and we didn't even have to activate any doors to get in. You sure know how to pick the hiding place.
That's the trouble with explosives. They're not very subtle.
I don't remember you suggesting an alternative.
Where to now?
We need somewhere to lie low. Any ideas?
Hardly. It's not my ship.
Great. Come on. Down here.
Where do you think we are?
Looks like this is their main computer processing and memory unit.
Hey, there's a terminal over here. Do you think you can get it working?
Don't touch that. If it's activated, it'll show up in their main control area. I'll see if I can connect us via a temperature control monitor or something.
Great. Let's do some damage.
Let's see if we can find out first, shall we? Aha! We now have ourselves a floor plan.
Wow!
That's a piece of luck.
What's a piece of luck?
It seems we're pretty close to the front door.
Of course we are. It's right over there.
No, I mean the front door to this base.
Oh. Oh, it'll be guarded by now, surely.
Yeah, we'll...
So we'll need to create some sort of diversion. What are those things?
Tanks of coolant. For the data bank, heat exchangers. And it's highly inflammable.
This'll do for a while.
Well, one small cell is as good as another, I suppose.
Hey, there's some good stuff here. M90 pulse rifles.
We'll need to destabilize the rift, which means finding out how they're holding it open.
Great. They're stuffed. This must be the to-be-fixed part. Still...
could they have some sort of transmitter? No, it'd have to be enormous. What could they be using?
What?
How are they stabilizing the rift?
How should I know? Do I look like a physicist? Now, ask my opinion about the best way to attack an enemy ship.
A ship! Of course, it's so obvious!
Is it?
There must be a cyber ship inside the rift. It'd have to have its shields remodulated to act as a stabilizing force, but it could be done.
So, remove the ship and we remove our problems?
Essentially.
Would an anti-shipping missile do?
A what?
This freight is armed with anti-shipping missiles. They can even be fired from planet surface if necessary.
Really? Then all we need to do is persuade the Legati to fire one.
Don't have to. I can do it. We just go to weapons control, set the coordinates, and boom! Piece of cake.
That sounds almost too easy.
Never look a gift horse in the mouth.
Isn't that what the Trojan said?
The who?
Oh, never mind.
Take a look at this.
What is it?
Looks like a technical spec and project plan.
What's that thing?
Nanotechnology? I'd hazard a guess that it's part of their process for converting themselves into Cybermen. Oh God! That's what the Ravage is.
What?
Nanomachinery. Eating away at the body tissue, leaving room for cybernetic components.
So?
Legati were looking for a biological agent. And all the time, these machines were working away inside them.
Hang on a minute. Why didn't they show up in blood samples or anything?
There's your answer. It's a refinement. Apart from being modified to Legati DNA, these nanomachines are designed to self-destruct if removed from the host body.
Oh, very clever. Do you think they've got any other versions of it?
Let's see.
Oh, no!
There's every known humanoid race here. Each one has a nanotechnology variant listed against it.
And human beings are top of the list after the Legati!
No, not like that! The only people who stand that rigid are civilians trying to look like soldiers!
I'm not really a gun kind of person.
Nobody's perfect. Look, I've already told you, the gun doesn't work. Think of it as a piece of costume jewellery or something.
Oh, very well then. I suppose I can do that. But it remains a point of protest.
And that's another thing. Do you have to wear that scarf?
What else do you suggest I do with it?
Never mind. Ready? And let's go.
What are you doing?
Setting up a tripwire in front of this door. When our cyber friends come through, they'll set off the explosive charge.
Where'd you get it?
Sergeant Harris always encourages us to keep a little explosive hidden about our person. Always remember to take your plastic, because you never know when you might need it. Right. Now I have to set the explosive.
Show me.
What?
I want to learn. I'm interested in that sort of thing.
You are full of surprises. Okay, we'll mould the plastic into this crevice, where the connecting pipe joins the tank.
I get it, the weakest point.
And the most confining shape. Now, I insert the detonator into the plastic.
Isn't it a bit dangerous now?
Not until I take off the safety. There, see?
Oh yes, neat.
All that's left is to invite our friends to a party that's guaranteed to go out with a bang.
Seems pretty impressive. Is it supposed to make that noise?
It's armed itself.
That's bad, isn't it?
Only if you consider standing next to explosions to be bad.
Shouldn't we run for it?
No time. Our only chance is for me to disarm it before it blows.
In Smokescreen Part 2, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar Kane Major, Harris Owens Bradley, Taylor Michelle Ladley, Commodore Kemp David Hutchinson, Hearn David Nagel, and Cyberman voices were by Matthew Kapelke and David Hutchinson. Smokescreen was written by Peter Grayan, the production secretary was David Hutchinson. Script editing was by Vitold Tietzer, the title theme was by Ron Grainer and the London Theatre Orchestra. Incidental music was by Chris Thompson, post-production was by Matthew Kapelke. Smokescreen was produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Copyright 2001, BTR Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.